KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have opened an inquest docket after a shooting between suspected would-be hijackers and their victim in the south of Durban. It's understood the 39-year-old motorist shot and killed one of the suspects and injured another in the apparent botched hijacking on Edwin Swales Drive yesterday. There are concerns that crime is increasing to the point where citizens feel they need extra protection. Ward 32 councillor protests Ngonyama.
So just to curb this crime, we need more police visibility now on the ground. People are carrying guns here in Durban like nobody's business. We need the police to be on board, as they do right now.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has warned climate change is one of several factors that will unleash new diseases on the world.
The second reason why we believe pandemics will be coming is what we call antimicrobial resistance. In health, in agriculture, we are using antibiotics in the way we shouldn't. We give people antibiotics even when they don't need them. And the microbes have decided to resist. The last reason why we know pandemics are coming is because us human beings have started encroaching on the habitat of other organisms.
The minister was speaking at the launch of the Close the Gap campaign in Gauteng. It aims to speed up plans to close the country's HIV treatment gap by December. Well, the president also brought up climate change at the opening of the National House of Traditional and Khoisan Leaders in Cape Town. He's urged more collaboration between traditional leaders and government to help protect rural communities from the impact of the change in temperatures.
One of the ongoing campaigns is to discourage many of our people from building houses in low-lying areas and near major water resources. We often find that when there are floods, those who build on the flood line are those who suffer greatly.
A group of South African soldiers who were critically injured in the DRC are receiving urgent medical care here at home. The SANDF says they arrived back in the country today. They were part of troops involved in peacekeeping missions in the DRC, whose eastern region is the center of an armed campaign by the M23 rebel group. 14 South African soldiers have been killed in the conflict. And U.S. consumer confidence fell sharply in February, seeing its largest monthly decline in over 3 years. Economists say it's deteriorated in the face of threats to impose large tariffs and to slash federal spending and employment. It's deepened a recent slump in optimism in President Donald Trump's second month back in office. And finally, Patrick Schwarzenegger says it's frustrating that people think he got where he is in the acting world because of his father. The 31-year-old actor currently stars in season 3 of The White Lotus. He told a British publication that he sometimes wishes he didn't have his father's last name, but he adds he'd never trade his life with anyone. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.